Welcome to the Billing Blueprint Podcast, your go-to resource for innovative medical billing solutions. Each episode, we explore the latest industry trends and share proven strategies to help your practice streamline operations and get paid faster. Now, here are your hosts, Brad and Sarah.
You know that feeling, right? You've just had a good visit at the doctor's or dentist's. Maybe the care was excellent, but then the bill shows up. And it's just, what is this? Confusing, complicated, sometimes honestly just frustrating.
Oh, yeah.
We've all been there.
Yeah.
Trying to figure out what we actually owe.
Yeah.
Why it feels so much clunkier than, you know, buying something online or paying any other bill.
Right.
So today, that's what we're digging into. This really interesting spot where patient experience meets the healthcare financial system. Our mission is to figure out how patient expectations are genuinely changing the game for medical and dental billing. We've got a bunch of industry reports and data, and we're going to pull out the key stuff for you. What if paying a medical bill could actually be, like, smooth, as easy as our other digital stuff?
Well, it's more than just, you know, a personal hassle, isn't it? That fiction, that confusion you mentioned, it actually has this big ripple effect. It hits patient loyalty hard. And, really importantly, it affects the practice's financial health. It's a huge shift in thinking. Billing, it's not just some back office chore anymore. It's right there, front and center, in the patient experience. It genuinely influences whether they come back.
That really changes the perspective, doesn't it? So practices need to think differently. Let's unpack that a bit. Patients, they're not just looking for good care now. They also want what? Financial clarity, flexibility, things that feel like the rest of their digital life.
Exactly that. Banking, retail, ordering food. It's all seamless. They expect that now. And if practices are stuck with, say, old paper systems, or they only offer one or two ways to pay, well, the results aren't great. Collections get delayed, patients get really frustrated, and you actually lose revenue. The data we looked at consistently shows this. Something like 78% of patients say the billing process is somewhat or very important when choosing a provider.
That's 78%. That's huge.
It is. It directly influences if they'll return. It's not just about convenience anymore. It's really about trust. Feeling respected financially builds that trust, and that's worth way more than collecting a payment quickly.
Okay, that statistic is pretty powerful. So what's actually changed? Why is billing suddenly such a make-or-break thing for patients? What's driving this big move towards digital?
Well, there are really two main drivers. First, you've got the rise of high-deductible health plans. That puts way more financial responsibility directly on the patient. They owe more upfront, personally.
Right, so they're paying more attention.
Exactly. And second, maybe even more powerful, is just our everyday experience. We're all so used to fast, easy digital payments for everything else. That expectation just naturally carries over to healthcare. Mm. And the number, they really back this up. Healthcare digital payments hit, what was it, $11.75 billion in 2022, and they're projected to grow like crazy, a 21.5% compound annual growth rate through 2030.
Wow, 21.5% growth. That's massive. Is that just about making it easier, or is there something deeper, like how patients see healthcare now as a service they buy?
It's definitely both. Convenience is a big part of it, no doubt. But it's also about feeling in control, understanding things, transparency. Patients want to manage their healthcare finances just like they manage, you know, their bank account online. Easily. And you see the flip side and the decline of old methods. In 2022, only about 4% preferred cash for healthcare bills. Checks were just over 8%.
So cash and checks are really fading out.
Very much so. Meanwhile, credit cards are the top preference, around 37-38%. Debit cards are right behind at about 32%. And mobile wallets like Apple Pay, Google Pay, they're gaining fast.
Okay, so there's a clear preference shift. But this next number really highlights the problem.
Yeah.
You said 90% of patients link loyalty to a good financial experience.
Yeah, 90%. It's critical.
Yet there's this huge gap. Our sources say 41% of patients are actually dissatisfied with current medical billing, nearly half. What is specifically that's causing all this frustration? What are the main pain points?
It really comes down to things not being clear and not being easy. The sources consistently mention clunky payment portals that are hard to use, cost estimates that are unclear or maybe change unexpectedly, and just that jarring difference compared to how simple things are in other industries.
Like paying for groceries versus paying a hospital bill.
Exactly. And all that leads to huge frustration. It erodes trust. And here's the key thing. That frustration often gets aimed right at the provider, not necessarily the insurance company, even if they're part of the issue.
Yeah, you can really feel that frustration. And the scale of it is pretty stark when you look at the numbers. A full 75% of patients think medical bills are just too complicated. Three quarters.
It's a lot.
And then 56% said they actually felt stressed trying to figure out what they owed. And almost a third, 28%, delayed paying because they weren't sure about their insurance coverage.
And think about this. Over 95% of patients feel that good coordination between their doctor and their insurer is essential for a good billing experience. They expect them to work together.
Which often doesn't seem to happen smoothly.
Right. And when it doesn't, the fallout is real. Over 40% of patients actually left negative online reviews because of bad billing, and 38% switched providers entirely just because of billing.
Wow.
It's kind of ironic, isn't it? We have these amazing medical advances, but the way we pay for it often feels like it's stuck decades ago.
Totally. It's like driving a cutting-edge electric car but having to pay for the electricity via, I don't know, messenger pigeon.
Huh. Yeah, something like that.
And a big part of this seems to be just not having enough payment options. Patients want choices, right? Our sources mentioned 56% prefer getting billing notifications and reminders by email or text.
Mm-hmm. Digital reminders.
And if practices don't have good reminder systems, it's not just annoying for patients. It actually means the practice misses out on collections. Mm-hmm. They're leaving money on the table.
Definitely. Those reminders are crucial.
Okay, so that paints a clear picture of the problem. What about the solutions? What specific billing options are patients really looking for now? Why is offering choice so critical? Especially since, you know, almost everyone will have a smartphone soon. 92% adoption expected by 2030. People expect to manage everything on their phones.
Right. This is where practices can really make a difference, both for patients and their own finances. The sources highlight several key flexible options patients want. First up is pre-visit billing. This lets patients know costs before the appointment. It's not just about helping them budget, though it does that. It really helps prevent that awful sticker shock after they've had the care. Builds trust right away.
Okay, knowing costs up front makes sense.
Then there are mailed bills with QR codes. This is kind of a smart hybrid approach.
So still a paper bill.
Yeah, for those who prefer it, but it includes a QR code. You scan it with your phone and it takes you straight to a secure online payment page. It basically turns that old paper bill into an instant digital payment link.
That's clever. Bridges the gap.
Exactly. Next, text and email, billing reminders, or e-bills. This is what patients expect now. It gets rid of delays, speeds up the whole payment cycle for the practice. We're talking weeks down to potentially hours.
Faster payments, less hassle.
Yep. And building on that, you have automated pay reminders. These are smart, timed reminders sent by text and email. They really boost collection rates without adding work for the staff. And importantly, they automatically stop once the bill is paid. No annoying extra reminders.
Oh, that's key. Nothing worse than getting a reminder after you've already paid.
Definitely not. Then, of course, you still need in-office and card payments. Practices have to accommodate different preferences. So traditional card readers, yes, but also Tap to Pay, Apple Pay, Google Pay. It's interesting, about 15.5% of all mobile wallet payments are already for healthcare. It's a growing area.
So cover all the bases in the office, too.
Right. And then online and mobile payments. This is a big one. Patients expect secure, easy-to-use online portals, available 24/7 on any device, letting them see their payment history, check balances, pay bills whenever they want, gives them that control.
That transparency and control seem like recurring themes.
They absolutely are. And finally, a really important one, flexible financing, sometimes called FlexPay. This lets patients spread out the cost of more expensive treatments over time. The data here is pretty stark. 80% of patients actually want installment plans.
80%.
Yeah. And 60% say they couldn't afford an unexpected medical expense if they had to pay it all at once.
So this makes bigger treatments possible for more people.
Exactly. And for the provider, it's actually great too. They get paid immediately by the financing company, usually without recourse.
Without recourse. What does that mean exactly?
It means if the patient down the line has trouble making payments to the finance company, it's not the provider's problem. The provider already got paid in full up front. The risk shifts away from the practice.
Ah, okay. That's a huge benefit for the practice's cash flow and risk management.
Huge. And for the patient, the application is usually super quick, like under a minute. often no hard credit check, which is appealing. And approval rates are high, around 90%, frequently with interest-free options available.
That sounds like a win-win.
Yeah.
Patient gets manageable payments. Provider gets paid quickly and securely.
Precisely.
Okay, that's a really solid list of options patients want. But, you know, for a practice manager listening, implementing all of that might feel, well, overwhelming. Yeah. What's usually the biggest roadblock they face? And how do they start tackling it?
That's a really fair point. Often the biggest hurdle isn't the technology itself. It's more about the inertia, changing workflows that have been in place for years. There's often a fear of disruption. But the key, I think, is to reframe it. See it not as just an overhaul, but as an investment in efficiency and patient satisfaction that genuinely pays for itself pretty quickly.
So start small, maybe.
Yeah, exactly. Maybe start with one or two key things, like adding online payments or text reminders. Then expand from there. Makes the transition feel much more manageable.
That makes a lot of sense. Mm. So let's talk about that ripple effect you mentioned earlier. When practices do implement these patient-friendly billing options, what happens? It's more than just happier patients, right?
Oh, absolutely. The impact goes way beyond just satisfaction scores, although those are important. The most direct benefit is usually to cash flow. Digital options just speed everything up dramatically. You go from waiting months for checks to getting payments in hours or days. That kind of acceleration gives practices much more financial stability, frees up cash for other things, growth, better equipment, staff bonuses, whatever.
Okay, faster cash flow is a big one. What else? Are there less obvious benefits? Maybe surprising ones.
Yeah, one that might be a bit surprising is the impact on staff morale.
Staff morale? How does billing affect that?
Well, think about it. When you automate a lot of the manual billing tasks, stuffing envelopes, chasing down overdue payments, handling confusing billing calls, you free up your staff. They're not bogged down in repetitive, often frustrating work. They can focus more on patient care or on tasks that actually improve the practice. It reduces their stress level significantly.
Fewer billing headaches for everyone.
Exactly. Fewer disputes, fewer angry phone calls. It just makes for a much more positive work environment, honestly. And connecting this back to the bigger picture, those flexible payment options, like the financing we talked about, they seriously reduce the challenges around collections. Patients can pay, even if not all at once. Plus, modern billing platforms generate really useful data. Insights into payment trends, collection rates, helps practices fine-tune their financial strategy.
So it shifts them from just reacting to payment problems to actually planning proactively.
Precisely. It's a much more strategic approach to the financial side of the practice.
This all sounds incredibly positive. So if a practice is listening and thinking, okay, I need this, where do they even begin to look for a system that pulls all this together? Our sources mentioned BillFlash as a good example of an all-in-one solution that tackles these issues and, crucially, integrates with the software practices already use.
Yeah, BillFlash seems to really hit all those points we discussed. They offer secure payments online, through mobile, and in the office. They have that user-friendly portal, paywoot.com, for credit debit, bank transfers, the works, 24/7 access. And in the office, they support everything, cash, card readers, phone payments, mobile wallets, Apple Pay, Google Pay, even check processing.
Yeah.
And they really stress their IPAA and PCI compliance, which is vital for security.
Security is non-negotiable there.
Absolutely. And I was impressed by how they handle the mailed bills with QR codes really bridging that physical-digital divide effectively. Their automated text and email reminders, the e-bills and pay reminders, seem very effective. Sending up to 3 a month until paid, then automatically stopping, that takes a huge load off the staff.
Removes that manual follow-up burden.
Completely. And of course, they offer that flexible financing through FlexPay. All those benefits we covered. Easy application, no hard credit check, high approval, interest-free options for patients, and that crucial, immediate, non-recourse payment for the provider.
And the integration piece you mentioned, that was key.
Right. They emphasize full integration with over 100 existing billing systems. That's huge for practices because it means they can add these modern features without having to rip out and replace their core practice management software. It addresses that fear of disruption we talked about.
That makes adoption way easier. And the results they cite are pretty compelling. Trusted by over 60,000 providers, many reporting up to a 60% jump in patient payments in the first month.
Yeah, a 60% increase in the first 30 days is a significant impact right out of the gate. Speaks volumes about the effectiveness of meeting patient expectations.
Definitely shows the power of these changes. Yeah. So wrapping this up, what's the big takeaway for everyone listening, whether you're running a practice, you're a patient, or just interested in how healthcare works?
The core message from our deep dive seems clear. Updating healthcare billing isn't just about tweaking operations or collecting money faster. It's really a strategic imperative. It's about building trust with patients, earning their loyalty, and ultimately ensuring the practice stays financially healthy. It takes something that's often a source of major frustration and turns it into a chance to provide better care and build a stronger relationship.
Absolutely. And perhaps this leaves us with a final thought, something for you to consider. If providers genuinely lean into this idea of patient-centered financial experiences, moving beyond just, you know, getting paid to actively helping patients manage the financial side with transparency and support, how might that fundamentally change the whole healthcare delivery model? How could it reshape that core relationship between the patient and the provider? Think about what that shift could mean for access, for trust, for everything in healthcare.
Thanks for tuning into the Billing Blueprint Podcast. For more insights or to dive deeper into today's topics, head over to billflash.com. Don't forget to subscribe, and we'll catch you next week with more strategies to keep your practice running smoothly and getting paid faster.